Lesson 10.
Recording, page 112.
Trying on the jackets.
Mr. Morgan walked over to the mirror and took off his jacket. Then he put on the blue one.
Well, it looks good. How does it feel?
It feels a little tight. There isn't enough room in the shoulders, and the sleeves are too short. Do you have it in a larger size?
No, I'm sorry. We don't. Why don't you try on the gray one?
All right. This one fits quite well. It feels much better in the shoulders. But the sleeves are just a little too long. What do you think?
You're right. But that's no problem. We can shorten them. And of course, there's no charge for alterations.
Okay, good. I'll take it.
Fine. Let me get the tailor for you.
Thank you.
Action questions.
Answer. Did Mr. Morgan try on the gray jacket first?
No, he didn't.
Which jacket did he try on first?
He tried on the blue one first.
Did it feel too tight?
Yes, it did.
It was too tight in the shoulders, right?
That's right. It was too tight in the shoulders.
Excuse me, where was it too tight?
It was too tight in the shoulders.
And what about the gray jacket? Did the gray jacket fit better?
Yes, it did.
Were the sleeves a little too long or a little too short?
They were a little too long.
They were too long, but the tailor can shorten them, right?
That's right. They were too long, but the tailor can shorten them.
Very good.
End of action questions. Recording, page 113.
The tailor was out to lunch.
Mr. Morgan waited for a few minutes. The salesman came back again, but without the tailor.
I'm very sorry, sir, but the tailor is out to lunch right now. Can you come back at about 3?
No, I'm sorry. I can't. I have an appointment in my office at 3:30.
Well, we're open late this evening. The tailor is here until 7. Can you come back after work?
I can be here at 6:30. Is that too late?
No, that's fine. The tailor only needs about 5 minutes.
Very good. Thank you.
Action questions.
Answer. Did the salesman come back?
Yes, he did.
Did the tailor come back with him?
No, he didn't.
Where was the tailor? Was he in the store or out to lunch?
He was out to lunch.
Can Mr. Morgan come back at 3?
No, he can't.
Excuse me, he can come back at 3 or he can't come back at 3?
He can't come back at 3.
What time can he be at the store?
He can be there at 6:30.
Does the tailor need 20 minutes?
No, he doesn't.
How long does he need?
He only needs about 5 minutes.
Very good.
End of action questions. Recording page 115.
Speaking to the tailor.
Mr. Morgan's meeting ended early. He left the office at 5 o'clock and went back to Macy's. He saw his salesman and walked over to him.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm here to see the tailor.
Oh, yes. You're Mr. Morgan, aren't you?
That's right. The tailor is expecting me.
Yes, he's right over there. Mr. Felbin?
Yes, sir?
This gentleman is here for some alterations. Can you take care of him?
Certainly. Step this way to the mirror, sir. Would you please put on the jacket? Let's see. Yes, the sleeves are a little too long, aren't they? But that's no problem. I can take them up. There. How's that? Is that about the right length?
Yes, that's fine. How long do you need to do the alterations?
Oh, about 3 weeks.
3 weeks? That seems like a long time, doesn't it? Why does it take so long?
Well, it usually doesn't take more than a week or so. But I just came back from vacation, and there's a big backlog.
All right. 3 weeks is fine.
Action questions.
Answer. Mr. Morgan went back to Macy's after his meeting, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Excuse me? What did he do after his meeting?
He went back to Macy's after his meeting.
Who did he speak to first, the salesman or the tailor?
He spoke to the salesman first.
The salesman took care of him, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Excuse me? Who did the salesman take care of?
He took care of Mr. Morgan.
The tailor needs 3 weeks to do the alterations, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Excuse me? How long does he need to do the alterations?
He needs 3 weeks to do the alterations.
Did Mr. Morgan just come back from vacation?
No, he didn't.
The tailor just came back from vacation, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Very good.
End of action questions.
Lesson 11.
Recording page 126.
Janet is going to go on vacation.
Today is Thursday. Janet is at the office today. She's working. Tomorrow is Friday. Janet is going to be at the office tomorrow, too. But she isn't going to be at the office next week. Next week, she's going to be on vacation. Janet has 3 weeks vacation every year.
Janet usually takes 1 week of her vacation in the winter and 2 weeks in the summer. But this year, she's going to take her summer vacation in the spring. She's going to visit her sister Carol in California. Janet's sister moved to California last fall. She lives near the ocean in a small town not far from Los Angeles.
Janet loves the seashore. She likes to go to the beach, lie in the sand, and just relax. Janet's brother-in-law, Fred, has a sailboat. And he, Janet, and Carol are going to go sailing on the weekends. Janet loves to go sailing. She's really looking forward to her vacation in California.
Action questions.
Answer. Is Janet at the office this week?
Yes, she is.
And what about next week? Is she going to be at the office next week, too?
No, she's not.
Is she going to be at the office or on vacation next week?
She's going to be on vacation next week.
Is she going to go to Florida on vacation?
No, she's not.
Where is she going to go?
She's going to go to California.
Is she going to visit her brother in California?
No, she's not.
Who is she going to visit in California?
She's going to visit her sister in California.
Very good.
End of action questions. Recording page 133.
Finding a taxi.
Janet got off the bus at the Biltmore Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. From the Biltmore, she had to take a taxi to get to Fred's office. She didn't see one in front of the hotel, So she went over to the doorman.
"Can you tell me where I can find a taxi?" she asked. The doorman told her there was a taxi stand right around the corner. "There are always two or three taxis at this time of day," he said. Then he asked her if she needed help with her suitcases. Janet thanked him and told him it wasn't necessary.
When she walked around the corner, she saw three taxis at the taxi stand. She went over to the first one and asked the driver if he was free. "Where do you want to go?" he asked. Janet told him she wanted to go to 3300 Wilshire Boulevard. "Sure, let me help you with those bags," said the driver.
Action questions.
Answer. Did Janet get to the Biltmore Hotel by taxi?
No, she didn't.
How did she get there?
She got there by bus.
Did she speak to someone at the Biltmore?
Yes, she did.
Who did she speak to?
She spoke to the doorman.
Did the doorman tell her there was a taxi stand around the corner?
Yes, he did.
Excuse me, what did he tell her?
He told her there was a taxi stand around the corner.
Did he ask her if she needed help with her suitcases?
Yes, he did.
What did he ask her?
He asked her if she needed help with her suitcases.
Very good.
End of action questions.